T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback, presented by Attorney Big Al. Let's go to Preston's report card. Preston, you want me some money on this one. Lamar Jackson, B+.
Man.
And a friend of mine told me, he swore you would give him a C or C plus. I said, no, he'll give him some kind of B, and it won't be a B minus either.
Did your friend watch the game? They beat him 34-6, one of the best teams in the AFC. Happy birthday, Ravens. Everybody gets an A just about today.
Yeah, you do. You Oprah Winfrey on your grades.
Hey. Hey, girl, hey.
Running backs get an A.
Wow.
Offensive line get an A. Secondary get an A. Linebackers got an A. Defensive line got an A. Special teams got an A. Coaches got an A.
What's up on next on Preston's Book Club? Yes.
All he needs to do is open that door for Jeremy. That's it. Here we go. It's a closet door, but it's a door anyway.
What do I do? Oprah has a book club. What are you talking about?
Well, I've been watching too much Oprah and Stedman. Well, watch that, bud.
Stedman's a lucky dog.
I'm telling you, the way they come out and just run the ball, we're going to let that slide,
oh,
man.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You.
All right.
All that money, man.
I'm glad you went there. Okay, correct yourself. Okay.
Rob gave me a look. He's like, what did he say? Like, man, he got a...
Man, I was looking at Rob. I was like, Rob, did you catch that?
I'll be somebody's house husband. Are you kidding me? Go ahead, sorry.
But anyway, hey, the offense, they just pretty much did whatever they wanted to do. And Lamar didn't have a Lamar game. He just had a good game. Very effective. Running backs, they did pretty much whatever they wanted to. Receivers, and they dropped a couple, one or two, but for the most part, and Mark Andrews is just killing everybody in this league. Offensive line actually played pretty well, especially on the right side. Defense, you know, the defense made a statement, not to the rest of the league, the defense made a statement to itself.
Yep.
Of Sean Elliott, and he had the best quote after the game where he said, when we play together, if we get this together, we could be a very good football team, a great football team. And that's true because they already got the offense together. Now they got to get the defense. And they don't need to be a top 10. But if they get into that top 15 with this offense,
then
you got something going. Linebackers, and you already talked about Bynes and the difference he made. Defensive line inside. Calais Campbell, Brandon Williams, Justin Matabuki, they dominated their guards and just destroyed everything they had on the inside. Special teams, Devin Duvernay, he's starting to run hard. I mean, that means he's getting confidence. Where before he kind of just a little pitter-patter, but now he's starting to know where the holes are. He's starting to run hard on both kickoff and punt returns. He was a factor in that game, so they got an A. And coaching, an A. I thought Wink was so far ahead of the Chargers and what they were doing on offense. And Greg Roman, they were just dialing it up and doing whatever they needed to do to beat Los Angeles defense. So, and they were ready to play, and then the Chargers were still back. And actually, I think they left their game in San Diego. They didn't even make it to L.A. yesterday.
So. Yeah, they did not.
Yeah.
That's what I said. After yesterday, they're confused, too.
Yeah.
That's Mike Preston's report card, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Monday Morning Quarterback. This team and the Baltimore Ravens, good teams find ways to win. We kept saying that in some of these squeakers. But great teams make statements like they did yesterday. I'm not saying when the season's over they're going to be a great team, but right now they're proving they are. I told Vinny Serrato and Ken Wyman yesterday, it's two of the three best teams in the AFC. You see on that field in Baltimore.
Yep.
And the Ravens prove right now, okay, so who's the best team in the AFC right now?
You
got Buffalo,
yeah.
You got Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. I would love to see those two square off. I
mean, well, they will. Not now.
Yeah.
But they will.
Well, you hope. Yeah. But yeah. This is, I mean, what they did yesterday, Jeremy, they clearly separated themselves from the pack.
Oh, there's no doubt. And, you know, that's a statement game. I'm not saying that anybody's scared to come to Baltimore to play, but now you come in with whatever game plan that was that the Chargers threw out there and flying in Saturday night, reportedly, and all the other stuff that went along with it, just bad ideas out to fix. But this is a place that you don't want to come play.
Hey, but if I was doing a radio show in another city, as you start prepping for the game, if you're, I don't know, who's coming here? Miami's coming here. Chicago's coming here. Be like, this is a team that beat the Chiefs and the Chargers this year. That's how I'd be describing it. That's, you know, they've got to be nervous coming here.
I think so. And then the other thing about it, too, is historically how good the Ravens have been at home.
Yeah.
So getting a couple of home playoff games would be a really nice thing for once if they could do that. But, again, you've got Buffalo's going to beat up on their division. You have to handle your game. The Ravens still don't. This is their first divisional game coming up. You got to handle business within the division. It looks like they have a pretty tough one.
Yeah, and they got some tough games coming up as well. And Buffalo's probably, I mean, they're going to be, I think, the likely number one seed because that division's so weak.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prepare defensively for the Ravens, though? If you're opposing defense, I mean, okay, let's stop the run. Okay. All right, let's load up and stop the pass. Okay. I mean, they're at a point, Mike, what do you go to stop? What do you prepare for defensively?
Well, I don't think you need to stop the run as much as you have in the past. You just got to stop Lamar. That's your game plan of and going back to the original one 2 or 3 years ago of saying, let's not let him get outside. Let's try to contain him and keep him in the middle and make him make those throws to the outside. And that's your best game plan. I don't see any other way you're going to beat him. You can't get him in the middle of the field. You can't let him run. All right? That's your best thing. And take out Mark Andrews. I'm watching him yesterday, and he was going across their defense. They weren't putting a hand on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like Bill Belichick when he plays Kelsey from Kansas City. He mugs this guy at the line of scrimmage, just beats him up the entire game. You got to do that to Mark Andrews because he's the bread and butter. I mean, he's just running clean. I'm like, it's going to be different when they play a good defensive team. But still, I mean, how do you stop Lamar? If we had an answer to that, I think everybody else in the league would have copied it. They did try until he started throwing the ball outside the numbers and accurately. Now you got to take it to another level. Well, what's the next level? I don't know.
And that's the thing. The San Diego Chargers, Jeremy, thought they had the perfect game plan in the playoffs perspective. Mm-hmm. And then Lamar upped the ante on them. And then, you know, others, the Tennessee Titans, thought they had the answer. And Lamar upped the ante on him. It seems like every time you think, you know, it's sort of like that Roddy Piper line. Every time you think you have the answers, I change the question. He's getting to that point. Now, every time a team thinks they have the answer, he changes up on them.
Yeah, I'm wondering if opposing teams to come in and try to stop him, if it's as simple as running a spy and trying to defend the pass a little bit more, because I don't know that these running backs scare you, but he does. I'm thinking the postseason, if he's taken off like he has in years past, you know, they could essentially do what the Bills did last year where Josh Allen was their entire running game. But you're right. The fact that they're able to throw the football, they're able to run the football, I still think you want to try to slow down the run and make him one-dimensional and hope he makes a mistake in the passing game. But, again, pick your poison. It's not going to be easy at all for any team.
No, it's not. And, again, you know, it's – if you're going to be, you know, they always say take away their biggest. Well, how do you take them away?
Mm-hmm.
How do you take a lot of teams? Like, they'll focus on, you know, I don't know, pick a guy, to, you know, a Kittle or Watkins or whoever you're going to pick. How do you take away Lamar Jackson? What do you do? I mean, seriously, you can game plan, you can put like, you can draw it, go do it. Guys had their hands all over him yesterday, he gets away. He gets away and he throws touchdowns. I mean, he's just, you can game plan, baby. You're not taking him away.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You're not, I mean, let's stop Lamar. Again, we've seen defensive players in front of him and miss. We've seen it. So you can come up with the perfect game plan. That player still has to finish.
How about the guy he juked on the outside yesterday and he just fell down? I think if he'd have realized he was falling down, he probably could have broke that outside and picked up a big, you know, a huge run. He got back inside, got a couple yards, maybe it was like six or something on it. But he's making this caliber of player at this level miss.
Yes.
Convincingly and easily.
That's why I said, dude, yeah, you got a game plan, but it's still your guy versus Lamar. He's got to finish. You get there. Get there. Good job in getting there, coach. Mm. Now your player's got to finish. And more often than not, they can't.
Yeah, but sometimes it's kind of like Jordan in basketball, LeBron. You can't stop him. You contain him. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where you're at with Lamar. Well, and somebody will come up with a game plan. That they always do. That's just the way the game is. But the next step for Lamar, he's got to win in the postseason.
Yep.
And not just one. And not one.
Not just one.
That's the next step.
It does make you wonder if he gets the treatment that Brady, Mahomes, Manning gets as far as maybe your best weapon is your offense and keeping his ass off the field.
Yeah.
You know, just keep time of possession. Limit his opportunities to make plays.
Well, you have to. And that's why yesterday was a statement game for the Ravens, where you can come out and just shut another team down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!